fire is crackling. The silver moon is perched above the bay. And the night air is tinged with the scent of holly. And it's time for a holiday edition of The Joe Show.
To Randy Moss, love, Joseph Staley. Hello, how are you? You startled me. Welcome. Want some cookies? They are delicious. Christmas cookies, 49er style. Welcome to my abode. Make yourself comfortable. I love when the faithful come and visit me. I'm gonna read you one of my favorite holiday Christmas carols. Make yourself comfortable. Come by the fire and enjoy my story. 'Twas the night before game day, and all through the bay, all the faithful were getting amped up to watch the 49ers play. The jerseys were hung in the lockers with care in preparation for the Warriors that would soon be there. The Niners were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of fat fumbles danced in their heads. And Coach Harbaugh in his black fleece and 49ers hat, he had gone to sleep, dressed just like that. The morning then came and the faithful arose. To the stick they assembled, all in red and in droves. The parking lot hummed a familiar vibration as it filled the faithful fans of the Niner Nation. When four foghorn blasts bellowed through the air, the faithful knew the team would soon be there. Then throughout the stadium came a harmonious roar as the Niners entered first Davis then Gore. The beast that is Joe Staley throwing bone-crushing blocks. And then Ted Ginn Jr. juking dudes out of the socks. Willis and Bowman and Whitner, they swarmed the offense like bees. Then you had David Akers just crushing the threes. Alden and Justin's ferocious attack put fear in the hearts of any quarterback. And after dust was settled out in Bill Walsh Field, for the men in red and gold, the W was sealed. While blue-collar work never makes a fuss, there is one thing for certain. Nobody's got it better than us. From the San Francisco 49ers, happy holidays!